Close to Home by Michael McGee. There was nothing to it. I swung and hit him and he dropped. A girl came flying forward and pushed me. "What'd you do that for?" The lad was lying there and I was standing over him, and there were people all around me making noise. By the time I got away from the tussle, two Land Rovers had pulled up. A jaded looking peeler with a receding hairline came towards me. "Is that blood?" he said, pointing to a stain on my shirt that could have been anything. He took my name and number and told me he would be in touch. I held my hands up and said that was no problem. "The lad came at me," I said. "I didn't know what to do." At the top of the street, the lad was put on a stretcher, and the stretcher was heaved into the back of an ambulance. "I think it's best you make your way home," the peeler said. I decided he was a good peeler, a helpful peeler. "We'll be in touch," he said, and I thanked him. "Thanks very much," I said. Back at the flat, Ryan had his phone in his face and was pacing up and down the living room looking for a party. But it was 5 o'clock in the morning and the birds were out. He pulled the blinds closed as if that would help and nearly took the window with him. The brightness. I grabbed the purple throw my ma had given us as a moving in present and pulled it over my head. I lay with my head on the pillow and stared through the space between the empty bottles. Ryan checked the fridge, the cupboard next to the fridge. He lifted a can from the counter and gave it a shake. "I give up," I said. "Give up? You haven't done fuck all. I'm going to bed." "Fuck's sake, Sean, don't be leaving me hanging here." "I'm not leaving you anywhere. I'm in the next room." "Bounce into my bed, sure. We'll watch a film." "We need to stop doing this." "Doing what? Come on." The window above the bed was open and the breeze wafted through cold. I stripped down to my boxers and climbed under the covers, but stayed on the outside so I could creep into my own bed as soon as Ryan passed out. The wall was black with mould and it made the room smell damp. There were clothes all over the place, takeaway cartons, cups and glasses and empty cans. Ryan smoked too much weed. That's what it was. It made him lazy. It made him not give a bollocks. I said to him, "You smoke too much of that shit," and took the spliff off him. He didn't care. He was sinking into it nicely and he had his favourite film on, The Shawshank Redemption. He made me watch it every time we ended up like this. It gave him hope,